My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Mavis Mills finds out that Dick Eldorado is dead, and Davin lays into her. So listen and enjoy.
Mavis goes, "What blood are you talking about? Is someone dead or killed?" I go,
"Why would she say that? Why would she say that?
I don't know.
Why would she say that?
That's a good question." I go, "Sakawa is not a victimless game. Remember, now, Sakawa is the black magic they
do
this game."
Now, the good thing is you're going right back to dangling that. You didn't back off. You didn't back off. You're dangling that carrot still.
I go, "Sakawa is not a victimless game. When you play with people's lives, bad things happen. It might be just money for you and your little gang, but there are people on the other end that buy into the myth. Not everybody is like me. Some people just can't handle being lied to by somebody they trusted so much."
Ramifications.
Yes.
Ramifications.
Which is what I've been doing with them the past few days.
Right.
She goes, "So are you saying people are dead?" I go, "I am. Do you care, or is it just another dumb fucking mugu?" And for once, try and be honest.
Nice.
She goes, "Don't be stupid." "Don't be stupid. You say blood are on her hands, and you're saying crazy things to me. Why are you filled with filthy things?"
I got a comment. I said, "Everybody's running their A game." And I said, "Tom, well, not everybody is swinging their A game tonight, Joe."
"Shut up." A Bugs Bunny was swinging his...
"Who
asked
you?"
"Yes. Shut up, Tom." Stupid MC trying to... I go to her and go, I go, "No, unlike you, I speak the truth," which is complete bullshit.
Yeah.
She goes, "I've not lied to anyone after Richard." I go, "You lie to me now. Tell me about your real relationship between you and Belinda."
Hold it. Stop. "I have not lied to anybody after
Richard." Because remember, she came clean to Richard, she says. Richard never opened up his spam filter.
Right. Ah, that's right, yeah.
I go, "You lie to me now."
Maybe Tommy's right.
What?
Maybe Tommy's right. I'm not nervous to A game tonight.
I go, "Tell me about your real relationship between you and Belinda. How many people are going to die because of this?" She goes, "Who is dead? And I don't have any relationship with Belinda, period." She's sticking to her guns on this one.
Right.
I go, "Richard Eldorado!" She goes, "What the fuck? What happened to him?"
Where did we go here?
I go, "Really? That is what you say? Fuck off, you bitch." I go, "He loved you, and he never got over the lie. I had no idea. You fucking killed him and let you in. And
nice.
I,
nice.
You fucking nice. Killed him, and I let you into his life."
Nice.
She goes, "You are crazy." She goes, "Did I shoot him with a gun? Let me tell you. He once sent me an email and told me he would kill himself, and I can forward it to you." All right. Mavis has the
Jesus
A-game.
Christ, I hope shit doesn't go like this in real life. I am fucked.
You most certainly are.
Jesus Christ, I got screwed on my pretend shit.
I go, "No, I am not." She goes, "I can forward it to you." I go, "No, I'm not. He committed suicide, and he killed Mr. Whiskers."
Is this you or her?
This is me to her.
Oh, okay, because I figured that she's telling you she knows the story. Okay.
"And he killed Mr. Whiskers. Forward me whatever you want, and don't you ever call me crazy again. Do you even care? Does it matter? Be honest." She goes, "I care about him. That's why I thought it was wise to tell him the truth." I go, "So when you and Belinda start down your road of deceit, do you think us white devils are going to be like, oh, that's cool, no problem?"
Did you know he passed on to another life doing a show from Covenant's Radio? I got reincarnated.
It was a short life. I go, "Real feelings are involved in fake relationships, but they have very real consequences."
Yes.
I think that's a nice turn of phrase
there. Yeah. No, man, you've got her on the ropes.
She goes, "He told me he would kill himself once, but I never thought he would do it." I go, "Show me the letter. I never knew him to be suicidal. Fragile, yes, but suicidal, never." Well, if you know, as long as you don't read his blogs.
No, that's Joe Curry, not Dick Eldorado.
That's a good point.
And believe me, Dick, life is imitating art, man.
She goes, "Okay, do you remember about his accident?" I go, "Of course I do." He goes, "This is one of his messages about talking about his health and his coma." So we got the real Mavis Mills here. We got the one who was talking to Dick Eldorado.
Stop the clock. All right. So here's the deal. Let's look at the scenario of what we got current day, okay? You got in touch with your old Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
We know now that the old Belinda got in touch with Mavis.
We know somebody got in touch with Mavis. I don't know if it's old Belinda. It could be the guy who's running the syndicate. Old Belinda might not be allowed to do anything anymore because she fucked up.
But she had to get the message somewhere.
She
knows enough where she's got prepared stuff of the stuff that I wrote her. And I know what I wrote her. And that's what she's sending you is what I wrote. So with that being in mind, so we have Mavis. We have the Belinda who we think is the old Belinda. Now the question, the head scratcher is, who is this new Belinda? Is it connected?
It's her husband.
You believe
it's that. What she said, and we heard a deep voice whispering sweet nothings while Belinda, my girl, was talking to me. Yeah, it's her husband.
Okay, so the whole theory that you might have been sold is out the window.
I'm not being accusatory.
I'm just
In the very beginning.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But for the past months, no, I don't think I've been sold.
All right.
I think I've been passed around within the syndicate from times.
But it's in the same group.
I think it's all in the same group.
All right,
Fine. I think we established that with the phone call.
Okay.
She goes, this is one message about him talking about his health and his coma. I go, also show me the letter you sent Belinda where you called me all sorts of terrible things. The letter that caused her to stop loving me. Email me the letter. So then she goes, Mavis. Now, this is from Dick Eldorado to Mavis. Mavis, thank you for keeping me in mind, and don't ever forget me. First of all, Happy New Year. I don't know where to begin. I've been in intensive care in the hospital for the past 3.5 weeks. My arm that was broken was really badly infected, and it spread through my body. As I was telling you, I was staying at my friend's house waiting to get back into my place from the storm, right after Superstorm Sandy.
The last letter I wrote.
I was staying on my friend's couch, and I was just so tired, and I fell into a coma, like a ditch. My friend found me, and they rushed me to a hospital. I did not regain consciousness till the day after Christmas, when Stupid called me up and said, hey, get on the horse. You got work to do.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.